Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. Goldie and Winston, in regal costumes, lean against either side of a wooden cutout of a castle in the student council room.
You sure you're ready for this?
I was born ready. Try to keep up.
We're also ready, for the record.
Zoe and others watch.
Welcome, ladies and lords, to Castle Degrassi. This year's prom theme will be one enchanted evening. It will be a night of magic.
Goldie emerges.
This prom theme promises the perfect fairy tale ending to our time at Degrassi.
She radiates in a shiny long-sleeved gold dress and headscarf.
Love it. Let's see the budget.
This was all you, Goldilocks.
Stop it, Chewy. I would have never thought of the smoke bomb.
Shall we rendezvous later for some budgeting?
You mean where I do the budgeting and you watch? Can't wait.
Once Winston stepped away, Zoe smirks at Goldie.
So how long have you had a thing for Winston? What thing? What? No, no thing. Come on, you were totally flirting with him. We're not flirting, we're just friends. Does he know that?
Goldie nods.
Sparkling soda water toast.
He returns with waters.
To Goldston.
Goldie's grin morphs to a tentative smile as Winston toasts Sir Can with his. Zoe raises her brows. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag I look like A. Written by Ian McIntyre, directed by Samir Rahim. In the school foyer, Miles walks beside Tristan, who pushes a walker.
One class a day and then chauffeured back to the rehab center. Are you jealous?
Only of your hands-on physiotherapists.
Yeah, you should be.
Miles!
Mr. Mitchell strides over.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you got a second?
Of course.
A friend of mine works at the London Academy of the Arts. They have one of the most exciting creative writing programs in Europe.
Sounds amazing.
Well, she's in town and asked about any outstanding students that might be a fit for the last spot this fall.
You mean me, right?
Yes, he means you, modesty boy.
Have you considered any writing programs like this for next year?
No, not really. I did just find out I got into Queens for business.
I know it's last minute, but can I set up an interview for you?
Do you think I'm good enough for a program like this?
If you heard my recommendation, you wouldn't be asking me that.
Yes, please, set it up. I'll prep tonight, all night. Thank you.
I will let her know. The world needs to hear your voice, Miles.
Miles grins in the digital arts room.
Everyone say all-inclusive.
All-inclusive.
Camera snaps a shot.
All right, I've got a chem test I gotta cram for, so see you later.
You're gonna frag that test.
Hunter, Baz, and Vijay watch Yael leave.
All right, let's post it.
Why rush? This photo's gonna be in the yearbook forever.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Guys, look at this.
Vijay shows them the photo on a laptop.
Yeah, Elle's got armpit hair? Ew. I had no idea Hunter had a taste for Wookiee.
Shut up, I didn't know.
I'm not judging what you're into.
I am. Something weird going on with Yael?
Listen, if you heroes wanna ask Yael to shave her pits, be my guest.
Or we can digitally groom the hair out before it's due tonight.
I don't know. What do you think she'll say?
I know what everybody else is gonna say. This isn't just our reputation, it's yours too.
Now, in a science classroom.
Write out a formulation reaction for phosphoric acid.
Rasha sees Goldie is zoned out.
Hey, fun, chemistry equations.
Oh, sorry. It's just that Zoe said something weird to me. She said Winston and I are flirting.
Oh, she sees it too.
What? No! When have you ever seen me flirting, ever?
Last night, when you two were posting about what's the best cookie.
He insisted oatmeal raisin. Wrong. The correct answer is gingerbread. It's not flirting.
Rasha reads.
You are objectively wrong. Raisins are an abomination.
How is that flirting?
Because it goes on until 2 a.m. Take that back, or you're never sharing my poutine again. It is late night flirting.
We're talking. I'm not allowed to talk to a guy.
Have you ever seen the way you smile when you're around him?
I smile around you too, see?
It's different.
No, it's not, because you and me are just friends, and Winston and I are just friends.
Does he know that?
I'm sure of it.
Goldie grabs her phone. It shows she has a photo message from Winston.
Oh, there's my friend right now.
She opens the message. She drops her phone.
Oh!
Goldie's hand flies to her mouth, which hangs agape. Rasha snags the phone and looks, then quickly closes it, pursing her lips.
Was that a picture of his little Winston? That is definitely the wrong idea.
Goldie grabs the phone, gazing nervously around at the Hollingsworth house.
Yeah, this program is insane. Two grads from there won a BAFTA last year.
So you're saying this could lead to me meeting Idris Elba?
Are we celebrating the good news?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Miles ends his call.
Your mother told me about Queen's Commerce. Congratulations. Listen, I know we're still rebuilding, but I wanted to give you this.
He hands Miles a leather jacket.
Go ahead.
The back reads Queen's Commerce.
I had some amazing years in that program, and you're gonna do great.
Wow. Thank you. Speaking of programs, I also have an interview for the London Academy of the Arts for a creative writing program.
You're gonna become a writer?
Well, I already am a writer.
Yes, of course. The play. What else do you have to say?
I've written short stories, too.
Listen, I'm not raining on your parade. I just question if writing is enough to pay for convertibles and iPhones.
I know it's a hard career.
Exactly. It's a very hard career. Miles?
Miles begins to walk away.
Do you really think you're good enough?
Well, I was good enough to get this opportunity.
Miles sets his jaw. Meanwhile, out back, Hunter works at his computer while Frankie sits poolside with Zig and Esme.
Hey, would you guys remove armpit hair from the photo of you?
Yes.
No.
But if I was a chick, yeah.
It's no big deal.
Esme rises and strolls over to Hunter.
I'm just trying to fix y'all's armpit hair.
I'm like making a mess. Scooch.
He moves aside and she sits, erasing the armpit hair from the photo of Yael, Hunter, Baz, Vijay, and Lola.
Okay, so after I'm done trimming the hedges, what else should I Photoshop?
Frankie joins them.
I don't know. Is there other stuff?
Oh, sweet, sweet, simple boy. You could remove her blemishes, fix her eyebrows, some contouring.
Okay, slow down. Barely looks like Yael anymore.
Yeah. No one has put a real photo of themselves online since, like, 2005.
Everyone wants to put the best version of themselves online. Trust us. What you're doing is sweet.
And you'll thank me after she's done thanking you.
All right. Let's do this.
Now in Mr. Mitchell's classroom.
This school is crazy competitive. Are you sure I'm good enough?
Calm down. Tell me some of the ideas that you're bringing.
Okay, well, the one that I think sucks the least, it'd be a story about World War II, but if they had social media then. So you'd hear everyone's fears and their secrets and their unique stories.
Definitely tell that one. And relax. They're already looking for people like you.
Miles's brow twitches.
People like me?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you see it on the website? This spot is reserved for diverse applicants.
Diverse as in a rich white guy?
No, as in gay youth.
Mr. Mitchell studies Miles' blank stare.
Aren't you dating Tristan?
Yes, but I date girls, too. I mean, or I have.
It doesn't matter how you identify. Your work speaks loud and clear to your unique point of view.
Miles rolls his eyes and clenches his jaw.
So I got this shot because I have a boyfriend, not because I'm good.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. My dad'll love this. Anyway, I have class.
Miles.
Outside, Goldie and Winston sit at a picnic table.
Better settle in. This budgeting's gonna be pretty hard.
Winston looks across the table at Goldie's somber expression.
Is something wrong? We were having fun yesterday.
I'm fine, let's just get this done.
Okay, well, don't you want to sit where you can see the spreadsheet?
I'm comfortable on this side.
Oh, well, I'll come to you. I need your help to make my column bigger.
Make your column bigger?
Yeah, I can never remember where the menu is.
I can't do this.
What? Why?
Because you ruined everything.
She grabs her things and heads inside.
Well, I can start a new spreadsheet.
He scratches his temple. Meanwhile, Hunter strides toward Baz and Yael, sitting on a bench in the hallway. He carries a sheet of paper and sits beside his girlfriend.
The press and yearbook proof expertly touched up.
You, sir, are an artiste.
What do you think?
She examines the photo.
Why did you change everything on me?
But you look great in the picture.
He is not wrong.
So what, I don't look great any other time?
No one uses real photos anymore. Besides, if I hadn't changed it, you'd...
He points to the picture.
It's your armpit hair.
So?
Wait, you want armpit hair?
I'm not embarrassed by it, if that's what you're asking. If you want a real shock, I also haven't been shaving my legs.
Wow.
What's the big deal? It's not like you guys shave your pits or your legs.
Yeah, but we're...
What, boys? So because I'm a girl, I have to do it?
I just thought that girls shaved under their arms. Why is this such a big deal?
I think that what you're doing is brave.
She cuts her eyes at Baz, hands the proof back to Hunter, and collects her things.
Never mind.
Now in the lounge area, Goldie finds Grace and Zoe.
Look at this versus this.
So that's how you win every time.
I regret to inform you that I am resigning from the prom committee, effective immediately.
Okay. You begged for this gig. How could you just bail on Winston?
He sent me a picture.
A picture of what?
His pickle.
It doesn't look like pickles.
Yeah, like from his sandwich?
Like from his pants.
No. He didn't. Winston?
You're right, okay? I must have accidentally flirted with him, and I guess I got what I deserved.
Whoa, no one deserves a junk pic.
Yet it seems to be the cost of being a girl these days. Barf. Still, I thought Winston was a nice guy.
Me too.
That doesn't make it not harassment.
You're right. I've been so shocked, I didn't stop to think. I didn't consent to that photo. This isn't my fault. It's Winston's.
Later, at the dot.
Blake.
Mr. Mitchell. Sorry, he's such a fan of your work. And I must say, I was also very impressed with your script.
Sure.
For something that you and your boyfriend were in the middle of, you bring a very sensitive outsider's insight.
Well, actually, the further I get away from that script, the less it really does for me.
Really?
Sure. It has the whole queer issue gimmick, but I can do better.
Sorry, gimmick?
I'd rather not pin myself down. I see myself as the type of writer who can tell any story.
Of course, and what do you think your unique point of view can bring to those stories?
You mean my diversity?
Sure, your bisexuality.
I'm not just about sex with boys, if that's what you're saying.
Coldly, he stares at the woman.
Look, I just want to be a writer.
Okay, well, let's hear some ideas.
Back outside the school.
Forgot my wallet. How many times do I have to explain to you?
Tell your girlfriend, thanks for the garbage advice. Yeah, I was so mad I photoshopped out our armpit hair.
your girl has armpit hair?
I can see you guys are full of help. Thanks a lot.
Hey, look, we're sorry, all right? Why don't you just tell her you're not into it?
Because that will only make her more mad. It
shouldn't. People can't help what they find attractive.
It's true. Like, for instance, Tiny here likes girls who are a little muscly.
And Zig likes it when their teeth are a little too big.
Yeah, I like what I like. Just like Tiny likes his chemistry teacher.
You said you took that to the grave. So I'm allowed to just ask her to change for me?
Yeah, of course.
Her girl, she cool?
The coolest.
Zig's right. She'd be able to talk to her and say what you like and don't like.
With a faint nod, Hunter steals himself. Meanwhile, in the foyer, Goldie marches up to Winston.
Hey, I was gonna finish the budgeting, but if you change your mind...
How could you do something so disgusting? Fine, pretend like you don't know what you did, but I'm not quitting prom. You are.
Can we talk someplace less exposed?
It is so not okay to send unsolicited pictures of it to girls.
His eyes go wide.
Pictures of what? I have zero idea what you're mad about.
Just because I accidentally flirted with you does not give you the right to send me a no-pants pic.
Oh, God. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God.
He rushes to his book bag.
Oh, dear God.
He checks his phone.
That wasn't meant for you. I thought I sent it to Miles.
Wait, what?
It's a dumb joke we have going on, and you and I have been messaging so much, I must have sent it to you as a reflex.
I don't get it.
It's like, here's a picture of a stapler, here's a picture of a chair, boom, here's a picture. It's not like out, it's hidden in like a fruit bowl or a pack of hot dogs. It's a really dumb guy joke, and you shouldn't have been caught in the crossfire. I am so, so, so sorry.
Her scowl begins to fade.
Wait. Did you say you were flirting with me?
I have to go.
Now in Mr. Mitchell's class, Miles sits by Zoe, Jonah, and Grace.
How'd the interview go, Hotcha?
I think I made a case for who I am, and not just some quota.
Quota? What was the thing you were going for?
Mr. Mitchell tried to get me to apply for some diversity spot, but I told him that's not for me.
Wait, Miles Hollingsworth III applied for a diversity spot?
Mr. Mitchell enters, stopping at Miles's table.
Just got a call. Sounds like that wasn't even you at the interview.
The teacher continues to his desk. Miles gets up and follows.
Well, I guess I just wasn't diverse enough.
I suggested you for that spot because you have talent, not because of your diversity.
Except I'm a white guy with a trust fund that's not that diverse.
Sure, you have privilege. But there are other factors that give you a unique perspective.
Mr. Mitchell puts his hands on his hips and gazes across the classroom.
Everyone, push your desks back and line up. We're going to try an exercise.
Students rise from their seats.
Come on, line up.
He points at Miles, who lumbers over to join his classmates. Mr. Mitchell folds his arms across his chest.
Line up, shoulder to shoulder. Move up.
The students do as instructed.
Okay. First question. If you are able to show affection to your romantic partner in public without fear of bullying, take a step forward.
Zoe and Miles stay put as the others move forward.
If your school holidays coincide with the religious holidays you observe at home, take a step forward.
Miles nods his head irritably and steps forward with others.
Next question.
He rubs his eye with a finger and sighs. Hunter, meanwhile, enters the digital arts room. He spots Yael examining a camera.
I want you to shave your armpits.
She looks away.
Wow.
Look, I'm sorry I changed the picture without asking. I talked to the yearbook guy and resubmitted the untouched photo. I just feel like we should be honest about what we like.
And you don't like armpit hair?
I do not like armpit hair.
Well, what if I do?
Do you?
Yael shrugs. Hunter takes off his shoulder bag, walks over to her, sets the bag on the table, and sits beside it, facing Yael.
What's going on?
Saving money on razors and shave gel.
No, it's more than that. You've been acting different. Ever since that thing where you got that bra.
I don't know. I felt different, I guess.
You don't want to make out anymore? And have you been, wearing like a...
It's called a binder. It just makes me feel more comfortable, I guess. I didn't think that you noticed.
I was just scared that if I brought it up, you'd dump me.
What? Why?
So you still want to be with me?
She goes to him, planting a kiss on his lips.
Yes.
He grins.
You know how I'm feeling these days.
Well, that I can relate to.
She returns his smile.
I'm really glad we could talk about this. Maybe we could keep talking about this after school. I know that you don't like the armpit hair, but we could do the thing that you do like.
Eat sushi while reading comics to each other.
I'll even do all my best voices.
Meanwhile.
Next question. If your parents have ever separated, take a step back.
Seething, Miles steps backward.
And final question, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. If you have ever experienced abuse, take a step back.
Miles steps backward again, joining Grace and Zoe at the rear of the group.
What, do you want me to admit that I'm messed up, that my dad's always been right about me? Fine.
That's not what this is about, Miles.
Then what's the point of this stupid exercise?
To show you the wealth of experience that has helped you shape your unique point of view.
My diverse point of view?
Diverse does not mean lesser than.
Then what does it matter if I'm bisexual? Why do I need a special spot?
You don't. But it's the one that exists. And you qualify for it. Your voice is underrepresented. It deserves to be heard. So we can help people.
Like who?
Jonah looks at him.
Your writing really helped me get past the bus crash.
And you also helped Goldie accept me in Russia. You reached her.
I did. She never told me.
I related to your play. And I'm not bi or white male, but I spent a lot of time in hospitals.
Miles stands frozen amidst the students as they disperse.
You're an interesting, talented, complicated young man. You have stories to tell.
Faintly, Miles nods.
Thanks, Mr. Mitchell.
Later, Rasha and Goldie enter the student council room.
It could have been worse. He could have said it to you on purpose.
I still feel like we messed up our friendship, but maybe it's for the best because it means no more flirting.
The lights dim.
At least.
She sees a basket with a note.
Gingerbread men with pants?
She reads it.
Because the opposite of no pants is pants. I'm super sorry.
She looks to Rasha and raises her hands in confusion, just as Winston enters. Rasha heads toward the hallway, talking to herself.
Cool, see you later, Rasha. Bye.
Timidly, Winston steps over to Goldie.
No, I would never send any girl a junk pic. Especially not you. I like talking to you.
I like talking to you, too. I guess that's why I got so upset, because I didn't want that to stop.
Well, now it doesn't have to, right?
A guy and a girl can be just friends, right?
Yeah. Boys and girls do it all the time.
Then it's settled. Let's celebrate.
She hands him a cookie from the basket, then takes one for herself. They toast with the cookies. Winston takes a bite.
Mm. Oatmeal raisins. Still the best.
Goldie rolls her eyes, shakes her head, and warmly smiles. Later that day in the Hollingsworth living room.
Thanks for coming over.
Miles stands before a seated Tristan.
I wanted to read you this. It's to the interviewer that I blew up at.
His dad enters unnoticed.
I apologize for my conduct.
Miles reads from his phone.
You asked about ideas I was interested in. The truth is, I'm only starting to figure out those ideas. All my life, I've struggled with my own identity, whether to be what my father wants or rebel against it. This has left me afraid. Afraid to be labeled. Afraid to identify as bisexual. But that is a part of me. And it's one of the many ideas I intend to explore as a writer.
He puts the phone away and looks up at Tristan.
You mean that?
The bisexual part of me is the part that lets me love you.
With effort, Tristan stands and takes a step on his own into Miles' arms as Miles' father watches, still unseen. The boys kiss. Their lips part, and Tristan grabs his walker. Miles finally notices his father, whose face reveals no emotion.
Suppose you heard that?
Mr. Hollingsworth walks in.
I did.
He stares at Miles, who stands with his back to him, rubbing his chin. Miles grabs the Queen's Commerce jacket off the couch, then turns, facing his father. He hands him the jacket. They share a polite smile. Mr. Hollingsworth nods and walks away. Miles somberly watches him leave. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2017, DHX Degrassi Productions, XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.